but the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, got a few announcements to get through today before we get started, and just reminders that we have our Christmas dinner December 12th, 6 p.m. And today we have a sign-up sheet for everyone to participate, and please sign up and bring some stuff so we can fellowship together. So after the service today, we'll be doing that at the in the doorway. Stephanie will be looking for you, or you'll be looking for her to sign people up for that. So we're looking forward to fellowshipping as a church and having our Christmas dinner. So praise the Lord for that. Also, I want to hand out these envelopes today. We want to just either at the end of the service we'll have an offering, but these are to buy toys for the toy giveaway we're going to have December 19th at 1:30 is when the helpers show up, and it starts at 2. So if you don't have that on your calendar, please mark that. This is a special day of the food bank, the church. Pastor David and Kathleen Green, who direct that, spend a lot of time and have a lot of experience and credibility with the Marines and everybody to get all the toys. But we just want to lift an offering for that. What happens is we get these toys from the military, but there's always an age group and extra toys we got to buy to fill in, like the teenage girls, and an age group that's more difficult to buy for. But we want to just make sure we have enough. So I'm going to ask Pete if he'll just, if you just go down the aisle, and I only got like 13 here, but if you want one, just grab an offering envelope and put toy giveaway. But raise your hand if you want to help a little something, and Pete will get that to you. Praise the Lord. We'll do an offering today at the end of the service, and then we'll also, if you want to put it in the envelope, in the offering next week, just as long as you have it marked, toy giveaway, it'll go to the right place. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And also, when you walked in, I picked some more fruit. Y'all think I have like an orchard in the backyard, right? I do. These are tangerines. They're ready, so I love these. They're good. So there's about 20-some bags back there. Yeah, you can just write toy giveaway on them. You'll be fine. But feel free to grab a bag per family, and if you stick around at the end and there's extras, grab another one. So if you like tangerines, you'll love those. praise the Lord. I'll leave them up here as a reminder during the sermon. How's that? I'm just kidding. Praise the Lord. We do have CDs, and I'm hope maybe we shouldn't be recording all these announcements on the CDs, Terry. I don't know when you start exactly recording. But if you ever need a copy of a sermon or after a service, there's a sheet up there where you can write your name and the date of the sermon, and they'll get it for you. Mary's holding it up. So just a reminder about that. Praise the Lord. A lot going on this Christmas. We probably will have a Sunday school Christmas program practice sometime in the next few weeks. If you have a child that's going to be part of the Christmas program, be ready to, I don't know the exact date and time yet, but they'll be getting together to practice. Praise the Lord. I think I got it all, more or less. Close enough. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our freedom to come to church and to be free to worship you, Lord. There's people in this world that are not free to worship you, Lord. There's people, Lord, that are martyred because they believe in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're blessed this morning to have a place, a warm building. And we thank you that you've given us a place where we can come and worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. If we turn our Bibles, everyone knows John 3:16, so you may not even need to turn there. You could probably recite it by memory. But today I want to talk to you about what Jesus talked about when they asked him questions. And now that Thanksgiving is behind us, It's that time of year we begin to get ready for Christmas. And so John 3:16 is a good place to start, because John 3:16 is a great story of God the Father sending His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Let's read that together. Just, it's a good place to start to remember that God loves us. So let's read together, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So the purpose, the main purpose that God sent His Son, His only begotten Son, was for His people to have everlasting life. And that's a treasure in itself. And we talked about finding that treasure last week. When we find that treasure, we want to cherish it. We want to protect it. We want to keep it. So last week, as we studied that about a treasure and making sure that we hold it close to us, we have found Jesus. And in that relationship which we have in Jesus through the leading of the Holy Spirit, we can rest assured that our steps are ordered by God. We're good. Today we're going to study what Jesus meant when He told us to be like a child. Isn't that interesting? Every time they asked Jesus about the kingdom of God or about how to be great in His kingdom, His reply was always to refer to a child. And I thought that was really, really interesting. And if it was important enough for Jesus to keep pointing out, I think my battery just ran out. Sorry, Pete has to keep the... We'll just switch. I think that would work.
Testing. Good, good. So, every time He brings up a child, so if it's important enough for Jesus to mention a child, I thought, you know, we should find out why. And I studied this, and I want to just share with you my heart and on this topic. But I want to show a video here of a child called into a radio station, and I found it interesting because he found something. And he shared it with, I guess, an audience, whoever listens to that station. But I wanted to share with you as it pertains to a child and as it pertains to God the Father sending His only begotten Son. So let's go ahead and you don't necessarily have to dim the lights, because I think it's mostly just voice. But let's listen to this.
Well, they call Him the Sky Angel Cowboy, the voice of a little boy who called a radio station to share a story and a lesson that God showed him, a message that has now captured the world's attention.
This is 13-year-old Logan Henderson. He lives on a ranch in the middle of Nebraska. Isolated from much of the world, he often listens to KSBJ Christian Radio out of Houston, Texas, which he picks up on Sky Angel. In late October, Logan made a call to the station that would soon be heard around the world.
Hey, Mike, can I talk to you?
You bet, Logan. What's up?
I want to tell you something that God just told me.
Okay.
Last night, my dad was roping this calf. And this calf had been born from a really old cow. She didn't have really the greatest milk. She didn't have, like, the vitamin C and stuff.
Okay.
She broke her back. And this morning I went out and put her down myself. I was talking to God. I was asking God why. She was special. And God said, you know, Logan, my son was special, but he died for a purpose. It's kind of the same thing. That calf was close to me, and God's son was close to him.
Logan, you're so right. It's true. Think you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. But I just wanted to tell you guys that that is so important. Just remember, when you lose a loved one or a pet, always remember that God gave his son too, and he understands. He will always understand. He will always just run to him.
Logan, you're wiser than you know, buddy.
Oh, I just figured I'd better call and share with you guys. Love you.
Love you too.
That was cute. So he didn't sound 13. He sounded more like 12, but who's counting? Right? But I thought that was just perfect. The innocence of a child, and yet, and the message, so true, right? God the Father, he sent his son, his only begotten son. So when anyone, a child or an adult, has a relationship with God, a prayer life with God, a heart seeking righteousness, that person will overflow with wisdom and maturity. Amen. You know, there is no limit to how God will impart wisdom and knowledge to you when you have a relationship with God. It doesn't matter what the educational system says about our IQ level, or if we can pass that test. What do they call that test now? It's high school. I don't know what they call it anymore. In my day, it was called the ACT test, right? I think, or the CAT test, one of those tests. It doesn't really matter what the world, how the world measures us. If you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, this little boy had wisdom and understanding and knowledge way beyond his years because he talked to God. And when you are talking to God in spirit and in truth, there is no limit to how God's going to impart his grace, his wisdom, his knowledge, his power to you. What we heard from this little boy was wisdom because he had been, you can tell, in the presence of God. And you know, it wasn't in a church. It was in a farm. It was in a barn. Or in a stable, whatever that place was. Experiencing God is not only an event that happens in church. My hope and prayer is that each and every one of us begins to have an encounter with God outside of these walls. Amen? Amen? In your room, in your workplace, when you're out to lunch, who knows? But if you're seeking and you're hungry for God to be first in your life, and you're seeking for that relationship, then you will experience God outside of the church. You will begin to see his hand moving, and you will know that it's God. There's no explanation. You'll just know down deep in your heart, God is at work because he's faithful, and his words are true. And one thing I listened to this little boy, I got out of it is that he has a relationship with God. A relationship with God outside these walls is a real relationship. This child had a real relationship. You know, I believe in church. I believe that church is a place where we gather and together we encourage each other. We worship and his presence comes and we feel his love, and it's an important, the Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. It is critical. And whenever you see somebody missing church and you know them, you know, take it upon yourself to give an encouraging word and encouragement to go, because the enemy is fighting when we leave these walls. He'll put everything in your path so you won't be in God's presence. And encourage each other. It is so important to be in church. But above that, when you begin to live the life in Christ Jesus with a personal relationship, you don't need to be in church to experience God. Amen? And it is so important that we, each and every one of us, take that with us today, is that church is a wonderful place where we gather and we celebrate. It's like a celebration of who we serve together, like the party, right? But the real relationship, the real Christian walk, the real you actually happens outside this building. And that's what I believe this young man, this young boy, he had that relationship, and I want to encourage us all to have that and to trust God. So the kingdom of God is like a child. Let's go to Luke chapter 18, verse 15. Luke chapter 18. So Jesus is giving some parables, and he gives this parable. And they brought him unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. So they're bringing Jesus infants and children, and the disciples are like, you know, Jesus is pretty important. He doesn't have time for that. So they would tell the people, no, you know, this isn't for the little ones. And Jesus called them unto him, and he said, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. So Jesus saw an opportunity to illustrate to the disciples that entering into the kingdom of God takes a heart like a child, a child's heart, a child's trust, the child's faith. You know, I've heard that phrase, childlike faith, and many people interpret this that way. And I dug into it a little bit. Let's read the next scripture. And I had a different take about what Jesus was talking about. What does he mean exactly, becoming as a child? Let's go to Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. So each and every one of us should be asking ourselves that question. What am I supposed to be like a child? What area in my life? Or obviously there's things that children do that none of us need to be doing, right? So obviously it's not everything like a child. Obviously it means something specific. Because children put their fingers in plug sockets and sockets, and you don't want to do that. So it's not everything. It's Jesus is talking about something. And I want to kind of explore this a little bit with you. Chapter 18, verse 1. Again, Jesus uses an illustration about children. Let's read it. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Then he adds something to that in verse 4. He says, whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So the word humble, humility, comes into play. And I started thinking about this and studying this. People who are empowered by God to be used in his kingdom for greatness are people who humble themselves as a child does. Humility. The easiest way to explain or define humility is to say what the opposite is. Have you ever heard that trick from the teacher, you know? The best way to explain this is to tell you what the opposite is. Well, the opposite of humility is pride. And the middle letter in pride is I. And that's a good way to define pride. It's all about I. One of the worst songs in American history is by Frank Sinatra, I Did It My Way. Why do I say that? Because that is the definition of pride. It was a beautiful song, you know, nice lyrics, but popular in New York, right? Everybody sings it. But Pride is all about I. And that is the definition. It's about I. I did it my way. So the opposite of pride is humility, which means the opposite. I'm totally dependent on someone other than I. Amen? I'm totally dependent on someone other than I. So what Jesus is saying is that people who live totally dependent on God to lead them will find greatness in His kingdom. So a child, when they're 3, 4, 5, are totally dependent on the parent to sustain them. And they trust. You tell the child that the sun's not going to rise tomorrow and they're going to trust you. At a certain age, they learn, right, that reality. But a child will trust no matter what. A child will trust you. And I think that what Jesus was hitting on, asking us to be like a child, was to trust, believe, and depend. Everything in your life. But as you grow older, as a child grows older, it learns not to depend on you, the parent, anymore. They start creating their own, and hopefully their own way. And hopefully you've built the foundation in Jesus Christ that they'll find the way in the ways of the Lord, right? Because the Bible says to raise a child, the way he should go, and he shall not depart. So as I started looking at this closer, you know, to be great in God's kingdom, to have this, what Jesus was talking about, was to be totally dependent on Him. And that's not the easiest thing to do. We like to have control. We like to have control and be in control. Totally dependent, like a child. Like a child. So Jesus says, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, trusting, depending on God the Father." And that's where childlike faith comes, believing, even though you can't see. "You shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as the little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom." So the disciples come to him and want Jesus to tell them, "Who's the greatest in your kingdom?" And I'm sure they want some awesome answer about the smartest or the one who works the hardest or what the world tells us, right? And his answer was, totally depend on God as a child. Totally depends on their parent. Amen. That's the answer. So, if that is the answer, and you look at your life, what is the Lord speaking to you about this morning, about how to totally depend upon Him? You know, we have hurts. We have to totally depend upon God to take those and move on. And the Bible says, let the former things go and look for the prize ahead. There's hurts. There's things in your life that you wish you could change. Depend upon God like a child would depend on their parent. There's things in your life that aren't working out the way you planned. Trust, depend on God. I believe that everyone in this place is destined for greatness. I have no doubt in my mind that everyone in this place here today that is hearing to this sermon is destined for greatness. There's no doubt in my mind that you're called to accomplish great things for His kingdom. I believe that with all my heart because I know His word is truth. And His word doesn't say, some of you are not going to be so great. It says, all, whosoever believes in Him. However, whether or not you achieve your destiny, the question is not the awesome plans God has for you. The only question about achieving your destiny to be great in His kingdom is your free will choice. Your free will choice to depend on God or to do it my way. That's your choice. I believe that everyone's destined for greatness, but God did not create robots. Amen? He didn't create us to say yes, 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 and just He gave us a free will choice because He loves us. Love is a free will choice. It's not love if you're forced. It's not love if you're forced. And ultimate, it comes down to this question. Do you have a heart for godly things, for righteousness? Is your heart good ground? So being like a child, that's an important part of what Jesus was trying to say. Depend totally upon me. Depend totally, totally upon me. I'm going to ask Michelle to come and we're going to pray. I believe that God wants us to be like a child in our trust, in our dependability upon God Almighty. No matter what the situation is around you, no matter what, trust Him. Because those who learn how to trust God, no matter what, those who are dependent on God, not on our own finances, not on money, not on our understanding, but totally dependent on God to lead us and guide us in our life's journey. Amen. Those are hearts that are going to accomplish the greatness that God's created you to accomplish. Doesn't matter your age. Doesn't matter when you start. It matters how you finish. Amen? It matters how you finish. So let's all bow our heads and close our eyes and let's pray. Heavenly Father, You use a child as an illustration for us to understand that the kingdom of God and how people come into Your kingdom and how people become great in Your kingdom is to become like a child, to trust like a child, to depend upon You like a child. So Lord, this morning, no matter what we're going through, in the good times and the bad, we choose to be like children. A child can be hurt one minute and then can be full of joy the next minute. Lord, we need to be full of joy. Forgetting the things in the past, looking forward to things in the future. So Heavenly Father, seal this time in our hearts. You've taught us through this parable to become childlike, to trust, to depend upon You, to believe all things are possible, to have faith the size of a mustard seed and we would move mountains. All of this is true, O Lord. And what we see with our eyes, and because things are difficult, does not change that Your word is truth. And the truth sets us free. So Heavenly Father, just this morning as we pray, teach us how to be totally dependent upon You. Because we need more of You, Lord. We need more of You. Let's sing a song together. Just Michelle's the Lord.
Ocean drives my soul.